This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Chicago has long been known as a good city for renters. Reasonable rents, lots of cool neighborhoods to choose from. Compare that to New York, where people follow the obituaries to try to score an affordable place. But lately, renters looking at the hippest neighborhoods in Chicago are surprised to find themselves scrambling for a spot. From WBEZ in Chicago, here's Lauren Chulgin.
Megan Russell has been renting in Chicago for 4 years now, but this time she's moving in with her boyfriend. They want to live near the Wicker Park neighborhood. It's a pretty hip area on the northwest side of the city. Lots of dive bars, vegan restaurants, and bike shops. She says renting in Chicago used to be a breeze, but ask her how it's going this year.
Horrible. Things have been going crazy fast. I've been looking for about 2 or 3 weeks, and I've been on Craigslist nonstop, walking on the streets calling, and places are going faster than I can even see them.
Russell's standing outside a two-bedroom apartment. It's just 1,100 square feet, and it isn't even finished. There aren't any cabinets, countertops, or light fixtures. Yet in the course of an hour, almost a dozen other people come to see it.
A couple of years ago, you could, see a place and think about it. Now it's like if you don't sign the lease when you see it, you're screwed.
Sure enough, the unit she was looking at rented just 2 days later to someone else.
A lot of people were buying who now realize it's not quite the best idea.
Dennis Rodkin writes a column for Chicago Magazine. He's the real estate guru in the city. He says many of those younger would-be buyers a few years ago have now become renters.
There's also an inflow of people who were owners who, for whatever reason, can't afford to own anymore. They've been foreclosed and they've converted to renting.
And Rodkin says that means more expensive rent. That little unit Russell is looking at, for example, is going for $1,500 a month. The property manager there says 5 years ago, it would have gone for $1,000. But Rodkin says this won't ruin Chicago's reputation as a renter-friendly city. Renters will just have to accept that they might not live in the center of everything.
People will push those boundaries. They'll go out to some of the neighborhoods they haven't already looked in. And the trade-off would be you have to commute in to go to the great restaurants you like, but you've got far more space and you found an apartment.
So how did things end up for Megan Russell? She and her boyfriend snagged a one-bedroom loft with central air and a dishwasher for $1,250 a month, two neighborhoods south of Wicker Park. In Chicago, I'm Lauren Chulgin for Marketplace.